No, I felt great. Obviously, I only got to play those 5 minutes in the first half, and I knew that going into the game, but I was excited to finally get out there, and even for those 5 minutes, I was like a little kid on Christmas Day, so excited to be back with the group, and hopefully those minutes will increase now, and I can get out to my normal playing minutes. But in saying that, I've still got to be cautious with the jaw, but I've got a lot of protection with the mouth guards, the wiring, so on and so forth, so it's exciting.
Any sign of apprehension that did you think about it when you were playing, or does it all go out the window?
Yeah, you just forget about it, to tell the truth. Once you sub on, like anything, you know, the crowd kind of drowns out, you're focused on the game, and the only difference was when I went to call plays, I found Tommy Jervis laughing at me because he couldn't understand a word I was saying with my mouth guards in, so I spent half the time out, half the huddles trying to get my mouth guards out so I can talk properly, but apart from that, I didn't notice it at all.
What about minutes this week in these two games? What indication have you been getting?
I haven't spoken with Trev yet, but I do know that they're going to slightly increase as each game happens and the weeks go by, so I know ideally the surgeon was comfortable at 6 weeks. Obviously we're only going into week 3, week 4, so hopefully that 5 minutes will turn to 10 or 15, but that'll be up to Trev.
And do you think it can progress like from Wednesday to Friday? Do you think you'll be able to play more on Friday than Wednesday?
I'm hoping so. It's purely just the timing of trying to get the jaw to heal as much as possible, so the risk of re-hurting it minimises each time I go out there. But in saying that, you know, we're all competitive, we want to get wins, and hopefully I can go from 15 to 20 minutes if it helps the team. If not, then no, I have no problem sitting on the bench and watching someone like Jared Kenny who's playing great basketball, or main build on the point.
Is it frustrating to be on sort of limited minutes when I'm sure like your body otherwise feels fresh? It's just a contact thing.
Yeah, definitely. So I've been training on another court to make sure my cardio is ready to go. And in a way, I'm fitter than I was when I was trying to return from a calf injury. So it is, it's a different feeling when you're sitting there. Your legs feel great. Everything's feeling pretty fresh. But obviously, I've still got to be cautious of my teeth, and I've got to remind myself of that, because at times I'm finding myself getting a little bit frustrated wanting to be there, but I know it's the right reasons to be sitting on the bench instead.
How's this schedule going? I mean, it seems to be a really busy one for basketballers. Do you like it? Does the team like it? You haven't played a lot, but does the team, do you feel like they're enjoying it, or is it taking a lot out of them?
No, I think, you know, the guys love it. We all love the sport itself, so it's nice knowing that from Wednesday through Sunday there's a game on TV. So all of us, if we're not, you know, playing that game ourselves, we're usually at home watching it anyway. So, you know, you're minus the travel, which is always a little bit annoying because of the isolation of Perth. We'll take that out of the equation. I love being able to play 2 games a week. You know, last year felt like we're professional trainers, part-time players, where we flipped that this year and you get to play as many games but in a congested time period. And, yeah, I much prefer it this way.
Over there,
probably
it's been a while since you've had a good win there.
Yeah, it has. You know, New Zealand obviously have a great home court advantage, have a great home court record, and they are tough to beat. But in saying that, I believe if we're firing on all cylinders, if we play to our strengths and play a disciplined game, I don't see why we're not jumping on the plane coming back with a win.
Does it feel a little strange to be finishing the series against the Breakers already, playing like halfway through?
Yeah, it's crazy. We haven't even played the Sydney Kings, and yet we'll have wound up playing, you know, the Breakers 4 times by the end of the week. So, yeah, it's a bit different how the scheduling has worked. But in saying that, if we win the series, that goes a long way. If we're tied at the end of the year, for and against them, we'll get the split on them. So it's a huge game with, you know, if we are to be tied up in the top 4 positions.
One game out of first place at the moment, given how Melbourne started and got ahead of you, and given everything that's gone on so far this year, how do you feel about where the team sits right now?
Yeah, I think we're headed in the right direction. You know, take away Melbourne, who obviously jumped, you know, 10-0 start at the beginning of the year. We were, you know, a bit inconsistent there at times, still managing to scrape out a few wins, but then dropping some games we weren't happy with. But at the moment, we're starting to play good basketball, and good basketball for longer periods of time. So if we can play 25, 30 good minutes and start increasing that up to 35, I believe we can beat anyone. But our Achilles heel all season has been that inconsistency. But I think the last 2 games we've played good basketball for longer stretches.